Malaysian Law Minister Zahid Ibrahim sent his letter of resignation to Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi Monday, saying he was resigning because of the government's use of the Internal Security Act, which allows for indefinite detention without trial. In the past few days, the government used the ISA to arrest an opposition member of parliament and two journalists. One of the journalists has been released, but the other two people are still being held. Political analyst Ku Kai Peng says the resignation puts the government under intense political pressure and doubts the ruling coalition will continue the crackdown against the opposition.
I think initially we see that there is a potential second wave of crackdown, but from the way we look at it now, it will be very difficult because one thing for sure is that the decision to use the ISA is not supported by the coalition partners. As of today, the law minister Zahid Ibrahim had just quit over the decision of the government to use the ISA. So I think it will be very difficult for further crackdowns.
Opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, a former deputy prime minister, will lead an opposition rally Monday evening and says he is still confident of toppling the government. In the March general elections, the opposition won a third of parliament, but the ruling coalition still has the power. Anwar says he needs just 30 lawmakers to switch sides to seize power. Opposition leader Anwar earlier vowed to topple the government by September 16th, but admits it may take longer, especially since the government sent 50 lawmakers on a trip to Taiwan last week. But political analyst Ku says the exact date is not important. What is important is the fact the winds of change are blowing through Malaysia.
We should not be fixated over the 16th of September deadline. You know, that is a very symbolic date. And Anwar used that, you know, symbolically to show that his fight is to unite Malaysians. And we need to promote a new Malaysia. And the formation of Malaysia happened 45 years ago on the exact date. But I believe that Malaysians are now a lot more mature lot. And you know, we should focus on the movement for change. And this movement for change does not look stoppable.
Prime Minister Abdullah faces further challenges on September 18th when his United Malays National Organization will meet amid calls from within the party for his resignation earlier than the 2010 agreement. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.